Welcome to College Football Truth Day. I'm Riley Ruby from Chicago Sports Network.
And I'm Lincoln Stevens from American Football Network.
We hope that you will be following us all throughout the season as we pick the winners of the major college football matchups. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels and follow us on our podcast to make sure that you never miss another episode of College Football Truth Day.
Make sure you're following along. We really appreciate all of you guys' support. We'll take a quick ad break and we'll be right back with all the action. What's going on, everybody? Back here for our week 11 edition of College Football Truth Day. We appreciate you guys who have been following all along throughout the entire season. And we're going to get things started today with a recap of last week. Week 10. It was a pretty solid week or a pretty bad week for both of us compared to the last 2 weeks, or compared to the 2 weeks before. We struggled in weeks 9 and 10, but 7 and 8 were great, where we went 15-5 and 16-4, and the same thing the next week. And then week 9, I went 11-9, you went 10-10, and now this week in week 10, I went 13-7, you went 12-8. So still not terrible weeks. But not quite as bad as last week, but still not what we've been doing, with the upsets starting to become a little bit more frequent. So what are your thoughts on last week?
Well, it was quite the crazy week, as many teams fell, even some a lot of unexpected teams like. Fresno State took a massive L to Boise State. Auburn lost to Texas A&M. And the crazy part about that game wasn't that Auburn lost that game, but it was that it was just a complete and utter destruction of Auburn entirely. Arkansas upset Mississippi. I saw that one coming. Lincoln, not as much. And then Baylor got beat by TCU. Michigan State got beat. SMU got beat again. There were a lot of games that just were very intriguing matchups that went a different direction than a lot of us thought. So it's going to be another interesting week. I think this is probably the most intense week of football we have seen yet, as week 11 really is going to make all this stuff come up to a fever pitch, where you have a lot of upset alerts, a lot of games that could turn sour. Real quickly, just to point out a couple ones, I know we're doing a recap segment, but just to point out how many upsets are in this upcoming week, you have Georgia at Tennessee, a possible upset there with how good Tennessee's offense is and how Georgia has struggled at times to score the ball offensively. You would have Purdue at Ohio State. That's a major upset alert just with how Purdue plays against top five teams this year. You have an upset alert with Baylor and Oklahoma. You have an upset alert with Ole Miss and Texas A&M, and I know both teams of those are ranked, but it's going to be an intriguing matchup with Texas A&M maybe being ranked in the top 10 after that win. So you have a lot of interesting games to see here, and it's going to be another fun week, just like last week. I think one of the things that really shows a lot of intrigue in the season was Tennessee's win over Kentucky. I'd like to know your thoughts on what you think Josh Heupel is doing at Tennessee, how you think it will progress in the next couple of years. Do you think Hendon Hooker will come back? And what do you think is going to generally happen with this Tennessee program that has played a lot of competitive football, played three competitive quarters with Alabama? You have an upcoming game against Georgia, and you played really, really competitively down to the wire against Ole Miss. So what do you think about this? With this being a whole home game at Rocky Top, I could really see a possible interesting path here for Tennessee to start really improving, something that most people didn't see coming into this year. And with not a no and self-imposed bowl ban, you really could have a fun environment with this Tennessee team.
Yeah, I didn't expect Tennessee's offense to be playing quite this good, but I knew this is what Heupel was going to do. He was going to bring a solid offense in, But and they've struggled at what I thought they would struggle at, and that's the discipline side of stuff. They've struggled with that. They haven't been very disciplined at all. A lot of penalties for them. But like I said, they're performing a little bit better than I expected they would be, but not too much. I knew Hyper would bring in the offense, and I knew the offense would be good. But what I thought wouldn't be good, and what has proven out to not be that good, is the defense has really struggled. And I think with Georgia's overpowering defense, I think Tennessee will score like 24 points, 20, 24 points at the most. And I think Georgia's going to easily score 24 points on Tennessee. I'm just not sure Tennessee's offense is going to be able to score enough on this overpowering Georgia defense. And I definitely think Hendon Hooker's coming back because he's not going pro. So I definitely think he would come back. But before the season, I had Tennessee at 5-7. I expected them to lose this game to Kentucky. They're 5-4 right now, and they're playing good football as well. Like they're putting up points on everybody for the most part. But they'll probably win two. They should win two out of their next three games. I think they'll lose to Georgia, but they definitely should beat South Alabama and Vanderbilt, so they'd finish at 7-5. So I think it's a pretty good season for Tennessee. I don't think Heupel's gonna turn them into what they were with Peyton Manning, but I think they'll be just like UCF was under him, where they were, and kind of like how Clemson was under Tommy Bowden, where they're kind of right there, but they just can never win the big game. And I think that's how Tennessee's going to be. I just think they're going to be that kind of team that just can't quite win the big game.
So there were a lot of other intriguing factors in this crazy season, or in this crazy week. To be, it is a crazy season too. But one of the most intriguing things is that Bama got taken down to the wire against a tragically bad LSU team, a team that has pre-fired their head coach. So Bama struggled. Ohio State barely took out Nebraska, which I guess was kind of expected with how Nebraska had played, but Ohio State looked human. Cincinnati struggled, but continues to get the win. I assume that's what they'll do for the rest of the season as their schedule starts to line up with games against South Florida. And I forgot the other team. I can't think of it. Do you remember who the other team they play is that's soft? I know they play SMU. I can't think of the other team that's
They
not
play East
good.
Carolina. They play East Carolina.
Oh, East Carolina. Yeah, so
Yeah, South Florida,
Cincinnati's
SMU, East
schedule does
Carolina.
lighten up. Yeah. So there were a lot of close games and possible upsets, and then there were the upsets with Michigan State. So my question to you is do you think that Alabama is going to have that second loss at some point this season? I don't care whether it's in the SEC championship game or versus Auburn, or maybe they'll lose to in their yearly FCS opponent. You never know. And then, but all joking aside, do you think that Ohio State will lose to Michigan State? How competitive do you think that game will be? And what do you see? So I'm going to give you two questions here. What do you think will happen to Alabama? Do you think they'll get a second loss this season? And then how do you think the Big Ten championship game will go with four teams tied for first place? Four teams technically tied for first place. Yes, technically Purdue is over Iowa and Wisconsin is over all of them. But Wisconsin plays a matchup against Minnesota. Minnesota plays a matchup against Iowa. There's a lot of intriguing stuff there. So, what do you think happens in the Big Ten, and what do you think happens with Alabama?
I don't think Bama will get a second loss until the SEC championship. I just don't see. I think they're definitely not losing to New Mexico. They will slaughter them. They're not, I don't think they're gonna lose to Arkansas. Potentially, I mean, I think they maybe could, but I still just don't think they're going to be able to beat, or that Arkansas will be able to beat Bama. I thought before this week that Auburn would beat Bama, but the Bo Nix of old showed up again, and this game still depends on which Bo Nix shows up. I think it's less likely they beat him now, but I would be surprised. I would pro at this point I would probably pick Alabama to win in that game, but I wouldn't be surprised if Auburn beats them, especially with that being a home game for Auburn. But yeah, like I said, I think Bama will get their second loss in the SEC Championship, Georgia. And then in the Big Ten, I think Wisconsin's going to come out. I think Wisconsin will win out, and they will go to the Big Ten Championship from the West. And on the East, I think Ohio State wins out as well. I know they have Michigan and Michigan State left, which are going to be tough games. And of course, they have to get through Purdue this week as well. But I still think that Ohio State is just the better team out of all three of these teams left. And Ohio State probably has the toughest remaining schedule out of anybody, because they have Purdue, they have Michigan State, and then they have Michigan. Now they do Purdue and Michigan State are both home games, so they only have to go on the road for Michigan. But it's Harbaugh coaching Michigan. Michigan's not beating Ohio State. I think they'll beat Purdue, because like we saw with Purdue as well, after they beat Iowa, then they got beat by 17 to they lost by 17 to Wisconsin, and then played Nebraska close like everybody does, and then beat Michigan State. So I think they'll lose. I think they'll play, or I think they'll lose to Ohio State this week. I just don't see them being able to consistently put back. They haven't shown that they can put back-to-back good weeks together offensively. Because they started out, they beat Oregon State 30-21, and then this game doesn't even count, beating UConn 49-0. So they beat Oregon State 30-21, and then only put up 13 and lost in the Notre Dame game 27-13. Then they only scored 13 on Illinois. They lost to Minnesota. They only scored 13. They scored 24 on Purdue. On Iowa. Only scored 13 on Wisconsin. Scored 28 on Nebraska, 40 on Michigan State, and I think they're going to go back to the pathetic offense of performance that they've had in the past. But I think the biggest key for them to win is Aiden O'Connell, their quarterback, is going to have to play a good game, and I'm just not sure if he can.
Sorry there. My thing went unmute, but so there are a couple more interesting headlines that I want to get into before we head to a quick commercial break. What do you think about do you think okay, so let me put it this way. What do you think will happen to Oregon, and what do you think will happen to the top four as a whole? Because I feel like Oregon has a good chance at slipping up at some point. And then what do you think the committee? Okay, so who do you think is in the top four at the end of the year? Obviously, we talked about this last week. If you listen to the podcast, if you didn't, go back and listen to it after you're done with this one. What do you think happens in the top four? Because I think our top fours have changed a little bit. So what do you think about it?
Yeah, they've changed slightly, but not a lot. Like I still think my top four is still Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma. I mean, Alabama, Ohio State. Well, I think it's going to be Georgia one, Cincinnati two, or Ohio State two, Bama three, Cincinnati four, just to keep Bama and Cincinnati from the. I mean, Bama and Georgia from the rematch. So I think that'll be which I think that'll be the. I think that'll be the final four at the end of the season, because of course Oregon I think will lose another game, or they will if they don't lose another game, they'll definitely get jumped by somebody, but Washington State potential trip up game. I know Washington State isn't great, but they have Max Borgi at running back, who is very, very similar to Christian McCaffrey and could cause a lot of trouble for could cause a lot of trouble for Oregon. And then I think Utah definitely has a really good shot at beating Oregon. Oregon State, not as much, but you know, there's always the potential with the rivalry games there. But it is at Oregon, so I think that makes it definitely more tough for them to get the job. So yeah, it'll be hard for them to get the job there on that one. But then also in the Pac-12 championship, looking at the standings right now in the South, Utah leads, but let's just say Utah loses to Oregon, they're still going to have to play Utah again unless Utah loses another game. But their upcoming schedule is Arizona and Colorado, other than the Oregon game. So I think they're going to be rematching Utah in the conference championship, and I think they'll lose one of those two games against Utah.
Okay, so I think that's pretty much it for us because I think we're gonna have a lot of discussion, so I don't want to spend too much time on this segment because I think we had a lot of discussion with our top 20 games and our top three games in particular. So make sure that you guys stay after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
What's going on, everybody? We are back. We appreciate you guys going or listening so far. We've already previewed our top or our we've already recapped from last week, and now we have our top three games from this week. So our first game, Mississippi State at Auburn. What are your thoughts on this game?
So my thoughts on this game really consist of how inconsistent Mississippi State and Auburn both are. Both teams continually try to win games and then try to lose games. And it's like, who do I pick? Which team is trying to lose more? And it's like, I don't know. It just seems to be Mississippi State's week. It's every other week. I'm going Mississippi State mostly for that reason. The old Bo Nix is back. I really just don't understand. It's just every other week. So I'm just going to go with something that's a little bit consistent in this crazy college football season. And I'm going to go with Miss State. But to be honest, I have no idea.
Same here, except I'm going with Auburn. With this being a home game for Auburn, I'm just going with them. Mississippi State has had a problem containing the run game, and I really expect Tate Bigsby to run all over this Mississippi State defense. They just haven't been good. So I think Bigsby will have a big game. Maybe the old Bo Nix will show up, or not the old one, but the good Bo Nix will play in this game. This game, I say this game really depends on which Bo Nix shows up, but it also kind of depends on Will Rogers as well. But yeah, so last week, or I guess yesterday, you could say Mississippi State and lost to Arkansas by 3. Dominic Johnson, the lead-in rusher for Arkansas, he ran for 107 yards on 17 carries. Treylon Burks ran for 39 yards on 3 carries. Raheem Sanders ran for 26 yards on 8 carries. Treylon Smith ran for 17 yards on 5 carries. And KJ Jefferson, 14 yards on 11 carries. So they only threw the Arkansas only passed for 191 yards, but they had 202 rushing yards. So I expect this Auburn run game to get going. I don't expect it to be quite as good as Arkansas's just because of the Arkansas runs the ball a lot more than Auburn does. But I do expect Auburn to run the ball pretty effectively, and I expect Bo Nix to run it better than KJ Jefferson did as well, because Bo Nix is a lot faster than Jefferson. Jefferson is more of a power runner, and Nix can beat you to the edge, kind of like a Johnny Manziel could do. So I'm taking Auburn, but just like you, I don't feel very good either way on this one. So next game, one that we both feel a lot better about for sure, Texas A&M at Ole Miss. Who you got?
So in this game, I just have Ole Miss because Texas A&M has continued to struggle on the road. And I think that's been really the determining factor in a lot of these A&M games. So I'm going to pick Ole Miss with this being a home game for them. I think that this is a deciding factor in this. I think that with it being a home game for Ole Miss, if it was a home game for Texas A&M, I'm probably picking the Aggies. But with it being a home game for Ole Miss, I'm going to go with Ole Miss. But again, there's no consistency with these teams. They're on, they're off, they're on, they're off. Ole Miss looked awful against Auburn. Texas A&M looked good against Auburn. I just don't understand anymore. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, I'm taking Ole Miss because they can score points. And
Because they can.
I think that is gonna hurt A&M is the fact that Ole Miss can score. I think Ole Miss has too much offense, and I agree, this being a home game, A&M struggles on the road. I think this will be a win for Ole Miss. I feel the most confident for this one out of probably all three of the big games, but I still don't feel 100. I still don't feel as confident as I would like to feel on this game. But yeah, so we both took Ole Miss there. The next game, Big 12 game, big game for probably determines who the 2 seed will be in the Big 12 championship, and that's Oklahoma at Baylor. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so for this game, there's a lot of factors in this one. There's a lot of factors. There's a lot of I don't know. I've gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on this game, and I'm just not sure. Does the Caleb Williams from the Kansas game show up? Does Oklahoma play well off the bye? Does Baylor bounce back after the TCU game? I've gone back and forth. And the one determining factor that I can give in this game is home field advantage, which means I'm going to give this game to Baylor, mostly because I just want to see Oklahoma lose. But I could go back and forth on this game all day long. I could see both teams winning this, but with I think the youth and inexperience of Caleb Williams will shine through, and I think Baylor will take home a slight W and be able to keep their Big 12 championship hope game hopes alive.
Yeah, so I'm taking Oklahoma. I think they're a little bit better than Baylor, and Baylor coming off the tough loss to TCU. Oklahoma is 3-0 on the year. I know they beat Kansas on the road and didn't look great, but they beat Texas on the road, and they also beat Kansas State on the road. I think they'll get the win here against Baylor on the road, but I
To
don't feel
be
very
fair, the
confident.
tech.
I've gone back and forth on this one
I was going
so,
to.
so much.
With the Texas game, it was a neutral site one, but you can go back and forth on any of these games. Like we were saying, this is
When
a
I was
big
saying
weekend. Go ahead.
for road games, I was just meaning away from home.
Okay, so the one thing that I can say is that Oklahoma has struggled in all their road games. Look at Kansas State, look at Kansas. You just never know with this team. So I just think that both teams are going to be intriguing, and especially with Baylor taking that second loss to TCU, it's going to be really interesting. And then you obviously have the Bedlam rivalry with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State playing later on in the season. I think that's in 2 or 3 weeks. So there's a lot of intriguing matchups there. Is there any last things you want to say before we wrap this up? This is probably one of the quicker segments we've done for the Big Three, but we have a lot of interesting matchups because this week from top to bottom is intriguing. So what do you think about final thoughts for these games. Anything that you want to say in particularly?
Yeah, I think this is probably one of our quicker segments for the big three games because it's the most uncertain. Like they're at least the last in every single week so far, it's either been one of our teams in the big three, so we know a little more about it and have a little bit more to talk about, or it's been a lot bigger games. Like I wouldn't consider any of these games like huge games necessarily, and they're all so uncertain. Like we don't really know and don't have an argument either way, like we have in previous weeks, which I think makes it, I think that makes it a lot more difficult, and that's why it was shorter. But yeah, so that pretty much wraps this segment up. Stay with us through the commercial break, and we will be right back to go through the rest of our Pick'em games. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you guys hanging through the break with us. Now we are going to go through the rest of our 17 games. We have a pretty good slate of games this week, so let's not waste any time. Let's get started. First game, UNC at Pitt. Who you got in this?
So I have UNC winning this one. I think that UNC, both teams have dynamic offenses, and both teams could be intriguing as they head into the conference championship purport section of the ACC schedule. I think it's unlikely that UNC makes it. I don't know if it's impossible or not. But I think that UNC will be able to win here as they play pretty competitive football in the last couple of games. And have really improved since the beginning of the season, where they really struggled against teams like Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech, as their offense is starting to click pretty much on all cylinders, as both teams will continue to struggle on defense, and this should be another fun offensive shootout in the ACC.
I agree. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as the Wake game was, the Wake North Carolina game was, but I still expect this to be Pitt, of course. I think they were ranked 25th this last week. They're definitely moving up there. Then you go on to then you go on to North Carolina. They were highly ranked. They definitely have talent. They just struggled at the beginning of the season, which really hurt them. But I expect them to or North Carolina to have a good game. But the key for me in this game and why I ultimately took Pitt is that Pitt is number two in the ACC in rushing defense. And North Carolina loves to get their, that's how they get their offense going is through the run. Ty Chandler had four rushing touchdowns. Sam Howell added in two more Saturday against Wake. So that's six rushing touchdowns and probably had like close to 300 rushing yards in that game. So, and they ran all over Virginia and once again ran all over Miami for the second straight year. But with Pitt having a very good run defense, and they're actually pretty good within the entire country as well. Only a couple, only I, they're probably
Played.
ESPN doesn't have numbers up, but they're in what looks like the top 25. They don't have numbers beside the teams, but it looks like they're within the top 25 for total rush defense. So that'll be key. I think Pitt wins. Next game, Georgia at Tennessee. Who do you have in this game?
This game is going to be a really interesting one, and I think it's actually going to be a pretty competitive game for probably three and a half quarters. I think a lot of people are underestimating Tennessee's offensive capabilities here. I think Georgia will struggle to contain Tennessee for a little bit. And this, with this game being at Rocky Top, anything is possible with it being 2021. But I think Georgia will be able to come out with the win here. It just depends on whether Tennessee can press its advantage in the deep passing game and whether Tennessee's defense can hold up, because Tennessee does a lot of quick strike stuff. And the problem is that that can start to wear on the defense, and it looked like it started to wear on Kentucky or when they played Kentucky last week, but they were able to get the win. So I think Tennessee's struggle is that they're not going to be able to sustain drives long enough in order to help that defense, and that Georgia's going to start to wear on them at the very end. But I think it will be a pretty close matchup up throughout the board. What do you think about this game? Do you see an upset alert here for Georgia?
I think it has the potential to be an upset, but I think you're also a little high, too high on Tennessee. Georgia has the best defense in the country. They have really solid cornerbacks and overall just a really solid secondary. So I think they're gonna keep Tennessee. I think they're gonna keep the ball in front of them, doing a great job with that. And I think Georgia is just gonna beat Tennessee. I think this game has the potential to be a blowout. But I think it's going to be more kind of like the Georgia Kentucky game, just more high scoring from both teams, where, yeah, it ends up being a blowout late, but it's kind of close for like three quarters. I could see it being that. So next game, NC State at Wake Forest, the first ranked versus ranked matchup in the ACC play.
And this game, I think that Wake Forest is going to come up big. And with this game being back at Wake Forest after a tough loss at UNC, I think that Wake Forest is going to be ready for this game and to be able to clinch a spot in the ACC championship. For the first time in a long time, the ACC Atlantic will not be represented by Clemson or by Florida State. I think for more than a decade and a half, it's been Clemson or Florida State.
I agree, Wake wins, but they actually can't clinch it in this game. Technically, this isn't the clincher game because if they beat NC State, that gives NC State two losses, two conference losses. Then if Clemson beats Wake and Wake loses to Boston College, they will have two conference losses and they will all be tied. So there's still a possible way for it to happen. I doubt it will happen. I think Wake Forest won't lose. I don't think Wake Forest will lose to BC, and I think they'll win here. But if it is a clinching game for NC State, if they win this game, then even if they lose another game, they would still have the advantage on over both of these two teams. So it could be a potential. If NC State wins this game and Clemson beats Wake Forest, NC State is in. So I think Wake wins this game for sure, because I just think they have too much offense for State. But next game, TCU at Oklahoma State. I have Oklahoma State. They've just played really well. I know TCU just upset Baylor at home, but they have to go on the road to Oklahoma State, and I don't see them getting two upsets in a row. What do you think?
I think Oklahoma State's going to take home the win. They had a tough win in Morgantown, but they really dominated that game from the beginning to the end. So I expect this game to pretty much be the same as the last one. I think Oklahoma State's getting is the only thing that I will say is Oklahoma State doesn't want to look too far ahead and look to that Bedlam rivalry with them in Oklahoma and not be ready and prepared for this game. But I think they will be, and I think they'll take home a W with the Gary-less Patterson or the Gary Le Patterson-less Horned Frogs. On to the next game, we have Minnesota at Iowa. What do you think about this game? This is going to be an intriguing matchup with four teams tied in the Big Ten West. That includes Minnesota, Iowa, Purdue, and Wisconsin. Right now, Wisconsin and Minnesota are tied for that top spot. But this is going to be one of the determining games in who takes home the Big Ten West crown and heads to the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis.
Yeah, this will be a good game, but I think Minnesota gets the win here. I really like Minnesota. I really want to go see a game in Minnesota in the freezing cold with just row the boat stuff. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So I like Minnesota. I cheer for them. I think they're the better team in this game. I just think Iowa was overhyped. They didn't play anybody at the beginning of the season. They would have lost to Penn State if Sean Clifford stayed healthy, because Penn State was winning 20-3. whenever he got injured and they didn't score again the rest of the game. So I think Iowa lucked out there. But I just think Minnesota's the better team. I like them more, and I'm going to pick them to get the win. Who do you?
I think Minnesota is going to be able to take home the win, but I think it is a little bit weird that Minnesota just lost to Illinois. So I'm going to pick Minnesota just because Iowa is that bad this season. But I think that this is going to be a fun and intriguing matchup. I'll pick the Golden Gophers here. But heading on to the next game, you have West Virginia at Kansas State. What do you think about this game as the Mountaineers continue to struggle throughout this season and maybe ending up with three wins, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking Kansas State. Even I still don't think West Virginia makes a bowl game at all, and I definitely don't think they win here. Skylar Thompson and Kansas State are just more proven offensively. They're a better team, and I think they'll get the win, especially with this being a home.
So basically, my opinion of this game is Kansas State's the better team. They're going to win this game, and it is at Kansas State. West Virginia struggles offensively, and I don't think that they can put up enough points to beat Kansas State. But we'll see what happens in this game. It could be an intriguing upset type of performance, but I think Kansas State will take home the W. On to the next game, we have Michigan at Penn State. Michigan is riding a tight window. With the loss to Michigan State, they have to be able to continue to close out games, and this is one of the games they have to close out. Michigan and Penn State will be a big matchup, but Penn State has struggled recently. What do you think about this Nifty Lions team, and do you think that they're able to close out a win against a power-running Michigan team? What do you think about this one, Lincoln?
No, Penn State's not closing this one out. Michigan's going to get the win, even though it is at Happy Valley. I still think Michigan's the better team, and Penn State's going to have a hard time controlling that really good run game from Michigan.
Yeah, so with this game, I agree with them. I think Michigan's going to be able to run the ball down their throats, and I think that's something Michigan's able to do pretty consistently. So I think that Michigan will continue this one. Then you head on to UCF at SMU. What do you think about this game as UCF and SMU are both two very competitive teams in the AAC fighting for bowl placement? What do you think about this game? Do you think SMU heads on their third straight loss of the season?
No, it's a home game, and I think this game is really going to come down to which defense can get a stop. And I think SMU's defense is better than UCF's. I think SMU can get the stop, and I think they will get the win.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I think UCF is going to get the W here. I think that UCF has the ability to win this game. I know it's going to be a tough environment, a tough team to win against, but it should be a fun one there. As we head on to our next game, ECU at Memphis, East Carolina at Memphis. What do you think about this game? As I think this is a pretty clear-cut winner in Memphis. That's who I have. What do you think about this game, Lincoln?
I don't think it's a given win for Memphis, but I do think they will win. They're the home team, but East Carolina has been a pesky team. I could see East Carolina getting the win, but I think Memphis will win though. They did get beat 24-7 to UCF. They beat SMU by three. SMU coming off the heartbreaker. They lost to Tulsa. They did. So I could see them losing to East Carolina. I could also see them losing because they're looking ahead to next week when they get Houston. But I still think Memphis is just the better team. I think they'll get the win.
So with this game, with the next game, like I said, I think Memphis will be able to take care of business against East Carolina, especially with it being a home game. I think they'll be able to take care of that. This game is a big matchup with upset potential written all over it as the Buckeyes host the Purdue Spoilermakers. What do you think about this game? Is Purdue primed for another top five upset? Are they going to be able to slash through that roof and just get three top five wins, which is something extremely hard to do? It's hard to get two top five wins. It's a little bit easier to get one top five win, but it's almost impossible to get three in a season, especially when you're unranked. What do you think about this game, Lincoln? And who do you have as the victor?
Yeah, I'm not picking Purdue to get another upset. And like I said earlier, they haven't really consistently played well. So they haven't put together consistent offensive performance, good offensive performances. So I'm taking Ohio State here. I just think they have too much offense and it's a home.
So with this game here, I think Purdue is the prime team in order to beat Ohio State. It just works out so well for Purdue. You have an Ohio State team that struggles defensively with beating big-time good wide receivers like David Bell. You have a tight end in Payne Durham. You have a running back in King Daru. All three are major receiving targets, and I don't know what it is about this game, but I think Purdue is prime for an upset, and I think Purdue is going to stab the dagger right into Ohio State's playoff hopes and finish them off for good. I think Purdue is going to pull off the upset here and take home the victory, something I should have saw coming last week, but I think Purdue is prime for an upset, mostly because of what offense they're able to run. And something that Ohio State just isn't very good at stopping. So I think Ohio State's going to take a second L this season. We'll see what happens here, but this should be a fun matchup. Heading into the next matchup, you have UAB at Marshall. What do you think about this game, Lincoln? As it is a big Conference USA matchup.
Yeah, I think Marshall is gonna pull it out. I mean, excuse me, UAB is gonna pull it out. They play really tough, hard defense. I think they're the better team over Marshall. So I think UAB pulls out the win. And I think this game is gonna come down to experience. And UAB has 16 or 17 super seniors, 6-year seniors. So I think UAB gets the win.
Well, I'm gonna go a little bit. I'm gonna go bold, and I'm gonna say Marshall beats UAB, mostly because I think with the home field environment that Marshall has, I think they're gonna be able to pull off a little bit of an upset here, as UAB has been a pretty big team throughout the season. I'm gonna pick the Marshall Thundering Herd to win this game. Next game is Miami at Florida State. Big rivalry game here, but it looks like it's a pretty obvious pick here, as both of us, I don't want to spoil it, but both of us pick Miami. So why do you think Miami is going to be able to win this game? And do you think that it's a pretty much a blowout in this upcoming game?
Yeah, I think Miami will blow them out. Van Dyke has looked good. I just think Florida State, and the big question is Florida State even going to have a full roster? They just lost NC State. They were missing 26 guys, including Jordan Travis, their starting quarterback, because of the flu. So I think Miami's going to get the win here. I just don't see Florida State being able to compete, regardless of whether or not they have all those guys back.
Yeah, I agree with you here. I think Miami, it will depend on how well the freshmen play, which I think they'll be able to play well enough, as pretty much all of Miami's roster is freshmen right now, especially on the offensive end. Heading into our next matchup, you have an interesting matchup here, South Carolina at Missouri. South Carolina just absolutely blowing people's minds with their 20-point victory, 20-plus point victory over Florida, as they were 20-point underdogs in that game. What do you think about the Carolina Gamecocks as they've started to build up a little bit of momentum? What do you think about what South Carolina is doing there, especially as a Clemson fan?
I'm not worried about South Carolina, but I do think they'll beat Missouri. I believe Connor Basilak will be out yet again for Missouri. He's their starting quarterback. So that pretty much does it for me. I just there so Missouri just already doesn't have very much offense going. But I also wouldn't be surprised if If South Carolina loses this game, just because they're coming off such an emotional win and it's at Missouri, I could see Missouri winning it, but I think South Carolina will.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you. I think South Carolina is going to take home the victory. I think Missouri is just was one of the most overrated teams coming into the season. They've really disappointed. So let's head on to the next game, Tulsa at Tulane. I'm just going to do a little bit of a spoiler again. We both have Tulsa winning this game. I don't know too much about these teams. I just think Tulsa's a little bit better than Tulane. What do you think about these teams as both teams match up? One from Oklahoma and one from Texas, as both of these teams are wait a second. I think both these teams are from Oklahoma. Yeah.
No, Tulane is from Louisiana.
Louisiana, that's what I was thinking it was. I don't know. I was trying to remember. I'm like, what state's Tulane from? Tulsa's from, but go ahead with what you think is going to happen.
Because every time Clemson plays in Louisiana at the Superdome down there, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, they practice at Tulane's practice stuff. But I think Tulsa is the better team. I think they're going to get the win. They played close with Cincinnati last week, and they're a pretty good team, so I think Tulsa gets.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you there. We're gonna head on to the Notre Dame at Virginia game as this is the prime time matchup for the ACC. Notre Dame coming off a sizable win against Navy, and Notre Dame continues to build up confidence as they have solidified the offensive line, solidified the quarterback position, and have improved the running game, especially since that Virginia Tech game. What do you think about this game? Kyle Hamilton and Brennan Armstrong are both in doubt about this game. I expect both of them to play. What do you think about this matchup here?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it the primetime game for the ACC because you have NC State at Wake, but it's still a big game. I think Notre Dame gets the win, regardless of if Kyle Hamilton plays or not. But I think it could get a little scary for Notre Dame if Armstrong is healthy and Hamilton is not. It could get a little scary for them. But I still expect I still expect Notre Dame to win regardless.
Yeah, so the reason why I called it the prime time ACC matchup is because this is the prime time ACC network game at 7:30. I don't care whether it's the prime time ACC matchup or not. Usually, whenever Notre Dame comes to town, it's a big event. When I went to the Notre Dame Duke game, it was sold out and one of the only sold out crowds in the past decade for Duke. So I think Notre Dame will be able to come away with a win for this one. I'm going to be a little bit concerned if Kyle Hamilton is not playing and Brennan Armstrong isn't, but or is playing. But if Brennan Armstrong and Kyle Hamilton are both out, Notre Dame has a big advantage there because it's harder to replace him than it is Kyle Hamilton, even though Kyle Hamilton is a top five pick probably. So I think I have Notre Dame winning this one. If you want a little bit more information on my views here, check out my channel. I just uploaded a Virginia Notre Dame preview, so make sure you check that out. But as we head into the next one, we have Arkansas at LSU. What do you think about this Arkansas LSU game? As both teams are scrapping to get to, are Arkansas already got to bowl eligibility? LSU scrapping to get to it. And this is a really interesting rivalry with it being called, I think, the boot rivalry or something. They have a trophy for it, so.
I forget what the rivalry is. Sorry, my thing would let me un.
I think Lincoln's there. I don't know.
Yeah, here I
Let's
am.
see here. Hopefully it will work in a second. Okay, there you go. Go
Yeah, I don't know what was going on
Yep,
in
I can
my.
hear you. You're good.
It wouldn't let me unmute. But yeah, I forget what the rivalry is called or the trophy or whatever. But it's a pretty big game for both teams. But I think Arkansas is going to get the win here. They're just the better team. And they're more proven offensively, and LSU is going to struggle to cover guys like Treylon Burks. So I think Arkansas gets the win.
Yeah, I pretty much agree here. LSU's been decimated by injuries. They just don't have anyone to play anymore at this point. I got Arkansas winning this game. It's just sad that Alabama was competitive with this team. That's just absolutely sad. Final game of the pick'em for week 11, and it's crazy to believe that we are in week 11, but Nevada at San Diego State, the nightcap. What do you have with this game?
I'm taking Nevada. They're just the better team. Carson Strong gonna have a great game yet again. San Diego State has struggled to get by with pretty bad teams, so I think that Nevada's gonna get the win here. But I'm not confident at all in this game.
Yeah, I think San Diego State's going to get the win here. I think San Diego State's better at pulling out wins this season, but to be honest, I don't know that much about both of these teams, like enough to say definitively one way or another. So I'm going to pick San Diego State. I think that they're a little bit better of a team. Usually they're better at running the ball and being able to play a little bit better defense. We'll see if they're able to stop Carson Strong. But that pretty much wraps it up for today. At College Football Truth Day. As always, make sure you subscribe to American Football Network, Chicago Sports Network on YouTube. Make sure you follow us or however, subscribe, however it works on whatever podcast website, whether you're on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Anchor, whatever, Spotify. Make sure that you are following us. And I want to thank you guys, and we will see you next week. We will enjoy this weekend. It should be a fun one. See ya.